Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a short edition of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Today, I'm going to talk about the workplace laws you need to know. If you have a question of me, you can feel free to give me a call at 347-324-3460. Again, that's 347-324-3460. You can pose a question in the chat room, or you can email at info@applecapitalgroup. Be happy to answer your question there. Thank you for listening to this this short edition of the Core Business Show. Workplace laws you need to know. One of the struggles in small businesses is some things we really need to know about dealing with employees. And always my old adage is that you always need to advise someone at SCORE if you can't afford to have an attorney. So that's the first step. And they have people, the personnel officers, they have people there at SCORE can help you in the Small Business Administration, not only from SCORE, Small Business Administration, can help you as well. But dealing with SCORE, they do have lawyers. They have HR lawyers, personnel lawyers, and HR personnel that can help you kind of craft at the very beginning how you're going to do your business. So here's four places you want to go to. Number one, this is what you need to be familiar with. Small Business Administration has a small little template on 10 steps to hiring your first employee. It's a really good read. You can find it on www.sba.gov/content/10-steps-hiring-your-first-employee. And the dash is not the bottom underscore, it's the dash in between. Okay, here's some 10 steps that they say you need to consider. Number one, of course, that old adage, you must have an employee identification number. You can call in to get that number or you can apply on the Internet. You get that from the IRS.gov, and you're asking for an employee identification number, or you can call the IRS at 800-829-4933, or you can apply online. Number two steps, according to the SBA, you need sub records withholding taxes. There's a lot of free software like from Intuit, from Bank of America. A lot of banks will give you short term, at least for 2 months or 3 months, free payroll services. Take advantage of that in getting yourself set up. Have the SCORE representative show you how to set your accounts up, and then let them help you, you know, bring your laptop to them and let them help you try to start your books right with that. And that can be the same thing with your accounting. Let them help you set that up at the very beginning the right way so you know how to enter things in. Number two, when you set up your records, of course, you need to identify if you have federal withholding for wages. So you need to, for your federal income tax for your employee, you need to be able to do a W-4, and from those tax records, from Intuit or payroll services, you got to produce a W-2 at the end of the year. So if you do go to one, make sure that if you go from company to company that you transfer that information over, and you make a printout or a PDF, I would say, after every payroll. So if you lose the information from some reason, that you always have that data. Number three, who's eligible as an employee form, okay? You got to fill out an I-9 form. That is a form that the law, federal law requires employers to verify the eligibility of the workplace. So it's not meant for illegal aliens, but you need to be for legal reasons, you need to make sure they're a legal citizen. That's why you want to get a copy of their driver's license and some other proof of identification. And there's a check sheet and the instruction book to tell you exactly what the two documents they might need as well. And SCORE will go over to you how to send that compliance from E-Verify. Just register E-Verify, so every time you have an employee, you send it on to that department. Number four is register with your state. So you can, for example, you must register for your state for employees. Also, there's some tax incentives by registering with your state as well. If you hire certain employees, youth or at risk or this or that, disabled, that credits you can receive, but also you want to pay into the tax system as well. So you need to add that cost as well. Also, number five is employee workman's comp. You really kind of need the pros and cons in there. If you're a carrier service, of course, if you have a warehouse, high liability, beyond the regular paper cut in the office, if they're doing any handling of things that weighs over 15 to 20 pounds, if they're moving on a regular basis, you're going to want to have workman's comp. Also, employment insurance, that's going to be regulated by the state. You just pay maybe like 1 or 2% of that person's income. That's part of your cost as well. And also, attain disability insurance is number 7. It's required in California, Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Puerto Rico, and Rhode Island. Also, you get postal notices. Employees are required by state and federal laws to predominantly display certain posters in the workplace to inform employees of their rights and employer responsibility under the labor laws. So you want to get those posters from the workplace. You can get them. You can just print them off the Internet from, I think there's a place that from the SBA, workplace posters. You can print them. They are found on sba.gov/contents and posters. Okay, and then you have to file your taxes. Of course, you want to get a good tax system, tax program in the very beginning to set yourself up. If you you can buy your program or you can just rent your program, you just pay a monthly fee. Sometimes it's easier to pay a monthly fee than to come up with $300 at one time or $200 for that software. But long term, you do save. Okay, so file your taxes. If you're in, if you do quarterly, it's easy for you to file your payroll taxes and so forth because the system does it for you. And number 10, get organized and keep organized and informing yourself. Set up good record keeping, set up good tax record guidance, labor law. Record keeping requirements, make sure you keep with that, and they will be able to help you with that as well. So let's go back, dive back in from to the question of when we're talking about the IRS. Small business and self-employment filing criteria, there's a page on that. Just do irs.gov/businesses/small. And there are some information there. Again, even they give you like a little videos to go for as well. So let's kind of dive in. So that's SBA. That's the IRS. If you have any legal research or inventions or logos, your intellectual property, songs and poems and whatever books, you want to register with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And, of course, the last one is SCORE. What is an employee? What is an independent contractor? An employee is someone that is hourly. More requirements than an independent contractor. Independent contractor have really 5 rules. They are truly independent. Okay, you give them what you need to get done. You tell them what you need to get done by. And they work for they own set pay. But it's a pay that you negotiate with them. If it's $25 for a job, or if it's $1,000 per job or whatever, you set that in writing what you're going to need them to do. Number 2, they work on their own schedule. Number 3, they decide when and where to work. Number 4, may work for several businesses because they're independent contractors and they're truly independent. Labeling an employee and an independent contractor can be a costly mistake. So it would behoove you to know the differences between the two. While the resources above can help with that, understanding that the general rule is an independent contractor is independent contractor for a reason. They must be truly independent. You don't pay independent contractor overtime. You can pay them bonuses to get something done quicker, but you can't pay them overtime. That's only reserved for employees who actually work under your direction and accountable to you. Another issue that that can easily trip up an employer is whether or not a certain employee should be paid overtime. Essentially, our employees are entitled to overtime, whereas exempt employees are not. An exempt employee typically holds managerial, executive, administrative, professional, or outside sales position that usually gets a salary weekly, biweekly, monthly payments. Check with your CPA or check with SCORE for that determination. Now, an exempt employee is, like I mentioned, is management. They have to get a certain things done in a certain amount of time. So if you own a printing company and you have employees, is one thing. Employees are hourly, and you have to pay them when they go over 40 hours. However, if they're a manager, the criteria is a little different. They're exempt because they need to get the task done. You are paying them a certain salary that they guaranteed for anyway, and they get the set amount of pay. And it's going to be more higher than an hourly employee anyway. However, their responsibility is to get the job done. So you can, if it takes them longer to get it done, over 40 hours, then you're exempting them from that rule. Also, you can discriminate. The basic rule is when hiring, promoting, firing, it is illegal to discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Okay? So you be careful with that. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. When it comes to knowing the laws, you need to know it in your workplace. Now, go to the SBA, go to the IRS website. If you have intellectual property, patent office, SCORE can help you with all those things as well. And three things real quick. An employee, the difference is they work hourly, okay, and you have to pay them overtime. An independent contractor is an independent contractor. They're independent. You can't require them to do certain things. You can ask them certain things to get things done. But that's your agreement with them. Hey, if you're going to work for this particular time, I need you here for this slot. But you're an independent contractor, and you flat them out, and that's it, to get the job done. Overtime, only a reserve for employees, but not for exempt employees, which exempt employees are still employees, but they're actually salary employees, but they hold managerial positions or something in administration. And discrimination, you cannot discriminate on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Again, this has been a morning edition of the Core Business Show. Thank you for listening to the show. And I'm going to play a small little break from our sponsor and go with some closing comments.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com.
Well, thank you for listening to the show this morning, and have a great week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866 601-711-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.